Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have another wonderful healing session with everybody. And today is Wednesday, the 18th. Coming up this weekend, we have our four-hour ascension preparation, and that starts at 1 o'clock Pacific. And the next day, which is Sunday, we have our continuation of our eight-hour healing session. So on the eight-hour ones, we're working with the web coat energy. This is a coat that's kind of around you, like a musty coat, we'll say, but it's actually like spider webs. And also it takes on the characteristics of steel wool. And this is not touching your body. This alien life form does not want to touch your body, but it surrounds you. And it's like suffocating your energetic system. So we have a clearing on the website to do that if you wish. It's $100. If you want to get on the conference call, then it's free for 1 month. This is called the web coat clearing. So let's do some clearing here. Let's do a parallel life clearing for people. So I want you to think of an issue that you have in this lifetime, and hopefully it's only here and not somewhere else. And just think of that issue, and we will clear it away from one of your parallel lives and just see how you feel about that. Remember, these issues can come from those lifetimes. So you can be bringing back the information that your spirit hangs on to, because your body may not be there. It may be here, maybe somewhere else too, but let's assume that it's here, and your spirit is forced by the darkness to go out into these parallel life journeys to have experiences. So think of a situation. Maybe you woke up someday with pain in your body. Maybe you have scratch marks. Maybe you have an incision on you, a line. Maybe you have some dots on your body. This is all common for alien abduction. So nothing is, new to me when I talk to people. Maybe you just feel exhausted. Maybe you had a dream where you go, man, I don't want to really have that dream again. It's just been awful. I'm just terrified of it. Or it's a reoccurring dream. So think of that right now. We're going to take you out of that lifetime. And unfortunately, I'd like to say that's the only one that you're in, but you could be in thousands of them, hundreds of thousands, okay? Not just one. So here we go. Think of that situation. I'll count to 10 to release you out of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay. And let's go into another situation. Let's go into a fear that you may have had in a dream. So think of a fear, anxiety, and this would be another parallel lifetime. Remember, dreams are parallel lifetimes. Some people like to think that it's your spiritual guidance coming through to tell you what you're not getting consciously. But I don't agree with that completely. I might agree with that 1%, but the other 99%, I would say, it's all alien abductions. So here we go. Think of a fear that you've experienced in your dreams. So 1, releasing it. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, well, that one's rough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. A lot of fear there. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, that was pretty rough. Let's look at another situation. And let's look at a situation where very possibly you had an accident, okay? Could be anything. You could have tripped and fell in a parallel lifetime. Maybe you had a car accident. Whatever happens, a lot of times these situations occur just before you wake up. You're going along having this little dream, we'll say, seeing your friends that you know physically here because they're cloned over there too. and or maybe they're cloned here and they live in both places. But we'll keep it simple here. And all of a sudden, you know, you're in a car with all of your friends and you're driving the car, and the car goes off a mountain cliff or plunges into the ocean, and you're kind of at fear and terrified, and then you wake up and you go, oh crap, what happened to me, you know? Well, you don't know. Did you drown in that? You know, remember, the dream probably still going on. What happened to you? So maybe you wake up in a cold sweat. You don't have the answer to the rest of your dream because they took you out of it. Now you're stuck with wondering what happened. And you might even be thinking that maybe I can have a dream where I can see what happened in the next night, you know, have it continue on. But normally that doesn't happen. So the dark side doesn't want you to experience everything. They just want you to be in pain and regret and fear and trauma. That's what they live on. So here we go. Think of one of those situations, and we're going to take you out of that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, getting kind of heavy, 7, I'm yawning, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do a clearing for people that maybe have energies coming into their house. This is kind of a little bit on the paranormal side of things, but people do have visitations, using that term kind of loosely here. Maybe you see something out of the corner of your eye walking along. Could be a dog or a cat. Could be a human life form, the way it looks. Could be an alien. There could be any type of life form. And you feel like that thing shouldn't be in your room. You're kind of upset because it's there. You don't know what to do about it. Maybe you're afraid to go into a room. Remember, young children behave that way. You know, if you can think about yourself or a young child, gets to be dark at night, the lights go out, and maybe they start crying at night because they're kind of terrified. Or they say, I don't want to go into this closet, you know, maybe where their clothes are, and they're just really afraid. Well, they're seeing more than you are. So let's do a clearing for that here. So think of something like that. Could even be from your past, a long time ago. Remember, that energy is still with you. So if you were experienced having this traumatic experience when you're at the age of 3, afraid to walk into a closet, well, that energy is still with you. And is it still in your closet, even though you moved out of that house that you used to live in? The energy is still there. So just bring it up now. We'll clear that from you. Some people might have their body shaking a little bit, which could be normal. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. We're going to energize that now before we do this clearing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now let's work into this other clearing here. So I'll count to 10 to release the energy from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'm yawning, so I'll do it some more. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do the mind to heart drop, and then we'll have our co-host come on, Sylvia, after this here. So you can think of an elevator. 10th floor is, say, your forehead, inside of your head, your thoughts in your head, whatever communicates with you. We're going to drop that energy down to your heart center. So hopefully this is yourself talking to yourself, okay, your body talking to you, but it could be entities and stuff. But we want your actual consciousness of the body to connect with you. So this is the mind to heart drop. So dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel a lot more peace in your body. You should feel peaceful mentally. Now, think of a thought, and you should feel that thought coming from your heart center. So again, if that's the case, it means you're in your heart center, and you should not be able to have a positive thought or a negative thought. And so a lot of people think that positive thoughts are good, negative thoughts are bad, but it depends how you look at it. They're all judgment. So anything in judgment is not good. So we'll get our co-host on, Sylvia. So are you out there in cyberspace, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. And boy, Ron, I'm still kind of reeling from your comment at the beginning when you were talking about the parallel lives and you were doing a sample of the parallel lives clearing. And I've heard you say before that, you know, someone can have not just one or a few of these, but even hundreds or even thousands. But tonight you said, or hundreds of thousands. And that's just really amazing to think of how that could be. So, wow, really? Hundreds of thousands?
Yeah, that's correct. Remember, your body and your spirit is real estate. And how many aliens are out there? And how many races would like to connect to you? And how many individuals in those races want to connect into you? So it gets to be very, very interesting. Remember, we don't know how many planets there are. So just by having the initial ones that we think we have on our astrological chart, there's so many more of them. And remember, they can have a mirror image of themselves. They can have a clone planet, too, because the darkness clones everything. And this is kind of the problem that we're dealing with here, is that, you know, we're helping everybody out, but it's just, you know, there's a lot to do here. A lot to get yourself back into wholeness, which you may always kind of understand a little bit. And you know that when you have a clearing, each one that I do helps you. And all of a sudden we pull something out of the hat that's so far out, and you go, man, I feel better. Well, why do you feel better? It's because it's working, and it's because the light shift stumbled upon something else. So, yeah, there is a lot of those. And, yeah, hundreds of thousands, I would say that could be very correct. And, you know, remember, the dreams that you have could be going across into other parallel lives, and you can be, just think of all the people that you're dealing with. Okay, I'll just switch it over. Let's say that you had that dream where you're in a car, we'll just say with six people. In fact, I'll make it a little more involved. You're in a bus of, you know, a bunch of people. So what does a bus hold? You know, I think each seat, you know, across, you're probably four across, right?
Yeah.
And it might be maybe 25 rows deep. So the bus could hold 100 people. Now, if you're in a parallel cloned lifetime doing this here, then you have 100 people having that same experience. And you're also in their parallel life. And each parallel life could be changeable and different for them. And so all of a sudden you can see the magnitude of what this could be. Because you could be in, you know, maybe 100 times 100 of these parallel lifetimes, if they have 100 apiece. And then you have how each one works. You know, does each parallel life only work with that one person, or do they happen to have it over and over again with you in it with somebody else, remember, because they need people to fill up the bus. So do you understand what I'm saying, Sylvia? It goes very deep very quickly.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just not you and, you know, one lifetime, you know. You know, you might have 10 experiences with one person on one parallel life because they want you to be used, you know, in this parallel life because they like you. Okay, maybe the clone likes your spirit in a clone body, so now it wants to select you in its own parallel life. Remember, you're not involved. You don't know what's going on, right? Because you're not viewing it. But they have you in their lifetime on a clone planet or a clone universe or a clone something. And you know nothing about it, but they said, man, I like this person sitting next to me. Oh, they're from Earth? Well, that's great. I want to bring you now into my surroundings here in the dark side universe. They said, we'll just keep using you over and over again because we have your blueprint, and we'll just keep bringing you on into my parallel lifetime. Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me of the song, I forgot the name of it. But Three Dog Night sang it. You know, if you're an older rocker, you'd know what it was. But part of the saying on it was something like, "Mother told me not to come." Maybe some of you also might remember that song. I think they're probably talking about, you know, having drugs and stuff. But you know, the word still could be used. You know. Anyway, back to you. Sylvia?
Well, you know, I think I've heard you talk before about, you know, basically if we were just heart-centered and present, that we wouldn't be going into parallel lives. So if we're out of our hearts and not in our bodies, or we're just stuck in our mind having thoughts or, you know, how you daydream or something, essentially then is that the time where you're making yourself susceptible to being put into a parallel universe, or are you actually even creating that yourself by being in your mind and imagining stuff?
Yeah, that's true, both ways, because your mind can create that for you, and then you can also have something else creating it for you. You know, what I try to convey all the time is that whenever you are doing something, let's just say that you're at work and you're listening to music and you're singing along to the music and you're doing something maybe with your hands or your eyes on the computer. Well, where are you really concentrating and focusing on? Are you listening to the song or are you on the computer, okay? It is true you can do more than one thing at one time sometimes, but where are you present? Now, if you're present in a song, then where is that energy of the song coming from? Okay, because the song is coming out of, you know, maybe your headphones or a speaker, but what is it connected to? Okay, so what I'm trying to say is when you're working with your computer and you're sitting on your chair and you're looking at that and you're very focused on what you're doing, are you really here or are you with the computer? Okay. So when you start doing more than one thing at one time, then you start getting distracted, and you can be pulled into parallel lifetimes. If you watch people wearing the headphones, you know, listening to songs, and they're walking along, they're kind of oblivious to life because they chose to listen to music and tune out everything else, okay? I'm not saying this is bad as a judgment, but this is what I'm perceiving, okay? Remember, you have to be in discernment. Now, if a person is just, you know, without the headphones walking along, they're probably going to be observing more of life than listening to music. Now, it is true you can do two things at one time, but, you know, I think that the person who's more conscious would be the person who is actually watching maybe the scenery, looking at flowers as they're walking along, and viewing life here in a more grounded scenario than to be somewhere else. Because it actually takes you somewhere else when you're doing this here. Does that make sense to you, Sylvia?
Yeah, I think particularly with computers and that kind of thing, you're more susceptible to it. You know, when you're out in nature, it's so much easier just to be present and not kind of going out into something else.
Yes, and so the whole thing is to be present. So when you're present, then you know that you're with your spirit, and you're communing with your spirit in communication, and you're also with your body, and you're attempting to be in one place at one time, where the other way you're kind of scattered, and that's where they take you. you know, that's how the aliens abduct you and take you out, is because they are putting you into more realities at one time, and you don't know when you're not here. So, you know, this is like I said, if you can always be in your heart, then they have a really difficult time connecting to you, because your spirit will not allow them in, number one. And number two, you're really present and focused, and you're at peace. Remember, and they want that, they take you out when you're being distracted. And the worst thing where they can take you, you know, and when they can take you, is when you're upset and having a confrontation with somebody, you know, an argument, or maybe you're frustrated because of something and you're complaining and griping, carrying on, with, you know, on a soapbox, you know. And that's when they can get you, because now you're not present. You're dealing with something that happened in the past or the future. And you know, there's no way that you can become, you know, centered when you're doing that, unless you just stop and say, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to get off this emotional roller coaster ride because the situation is happening or has happened. I want to just get centered so I can look at it in the observation mode of non-judgment to see what I wish to do next. And this is what happens. And, you know, everybody knows that if they've been into an argument with somebody, you know, which is what people do here, they know that after they get done with the argument, the energy goes away. And you wonder what the heck happened. Some people hang on to, you know, the situation of arguing for a long time. They hold that grudge. Other people, this kind of comes and goes through your body. They get rid of it. So if you happen to hang on to the energy of an argument and you're still kind of festering over it, it means that you need a clearing very, very bad, because you're dealing with energy stored on your body that has not been let go of, and it will keep recycling. And naturally, that energy can probably kill you someday, so you want to get it out of you. So if you are that type of person that holds a grudge, it's, or you keep bringing up the past about poor me, or why this happened to me, you know, 10 years ago, and, you know, whatever happened, and you keep bringing it up and recycling, it's only because you're holding block energy in you. And each time it comes up and you have a confrontation, it gets worse. And so where are you benefiting by that? Are you going to be in the moment, or are you going to be dealing in the past of a past life? So that's where you want to be, is in the present moment in your heart center. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, I guess let's pick up some of these questions from people on the fast chat tonight.
And also you can do, you know, the command about be here now, you know, and I'll command my spirit to be here, my body to be here. Because you could be having these situations of having this confrontation in a parallel lifetime. You just brought it back here. So, and then the same players are there, and now you're upset in a parallel lifetime from, you know, your friend doing something to you, and all of a sudden that little button gets pushed here, and you're angry from a parallel life that's downloaded to you instantly, and the person wonders why you're flying off the handle. Okay, so back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, really good information, Ron. Thank you. And a lot to think about. So let's see, we have a question from Stephanie, and it just kind of went off my fast chat screen, so give me 1 second to pull it up. And okay, so the question is, am I given screen memories for dreams or parallel lives? I don't usually have bad dreams per se, but the feeling behind my dreams is not right.
Yeah, that would be correct. Yeah, because see, you really the only reason why you're having dreams is because you are typically in a parallel lifetime, and you did not create that. Remember, your spirit should be at rest. You know yourself when you wake up sometimes, you know, the next day that you're very tired. That's because your spirit's out there doing a marathon of stuff, you know. It's out there doing many, many lifetimes, and it's exhausted. By the time it comes back into you, you don't have any rest. And so your body is feeling the effect of your spirit being exhausted. And also, you could be picking up the residue, too, from what your body was doing, you know, in those lifetimes, and possibly even seeing what's going on. So, you know, I guess that the people that don't dream or aren't aware of that, in a sense, could be maybe better off, except they're doing it anyway. They just don't know about it. But anyway, talk to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. The next question we have is from Marie R., and the comment is, I just finished the harmonic frequency clearing. Felt like quite a heavy one, and Ron, could you talk about this clearing a little?
Okay, yeah, the darkness works with you with odd harmonics, okay? So whatever they use to fragment you out is done through odd harmonics. And even harmonics are very healing because the source energy, everything is in is harmonious, okay, which is even harmonics. Or odd harmonics can never become even harmonics, and that's the problem. An odd harmonic is much like you're listening to somebody tuning an instrument, whatever that would be, and it sounds horrible, okay? And you say, man, that thing's out of tune. Well, that's because it's odd harmonics being played to you. You know, you've all heard somebody playing a piano, I'm sure, and they hit a certain key, and it doesn't sound right, and you make a funny face, okay? Or remember, you can remember back in school when, you know, the teacher's writing on the blackboard, maybe yourself, and the piece of chalk all of a sudden scrapes across the blackboard, doesn't work right, and it makes that squealing sound. Or you take your fingernails and you rub it across the blackboard, okay? That's all odd harmonics. All that is very damaging to your body. And it's to me, it's very interesting in the old days of audio equipment, we had vacuum tubes, which you might remember. If you're a new person, you probably don't even know what they are. But the vacuum tube sound was so much more clearer and so much more musical than solid state. So solid state, which is transistor equipment, and that basically came out, the transition was, we'll just say, between probably, I'd say 64 to probably, say, 68. By 68, everything was probably solid state. And there was some vacuum tube manufacturers making audio equipment back then, but basically, that's when the whole market changed. And when they first came out, I can just mention this here, is that one of the main companies making audio gear was called Fisher. And the name is still around today. But Fisher was one of the leading companies making audio equipment. And if you're older, you might remember the name Fisher. And when they first brought out their solid-state equipment, it didn't sell because it sounded so poorly compared to the vacuum tube. So they had to bring back the vacuum tube sets over again, at least a couple models, so they wouldn't go out of business. And that's kind of what happened. And then naturally, you know, as time went on, everybody went to solid state because it was cheaper to ship. I won't get into too much of that, but that's basically it, because the weight was probably about half the weight to make solid state equipment, transistor equipment, versus vacuum tube. But that's basically it. And so when they went from solid state, which we'll call transistor equipment, then they went to integrated circuits, and you all have heard of integrated circuits now. And the integrated circuits, and then the music where you have like a one-man band playing with the synthesizer and stuff, that's when the dark side really came through and messed up everything, because it was mainly a lot of distortion coming through those products, even though the person wasn't attempting to have distortion. So we're still, you know, listening to that the newer sound, which is not the same as the older. Anyway, back to you, Sylvia. I think I heard a beep out there.
Yeah, I did too.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Go ahead with your question.
I had an observation for Ron. I just wanted to share with Ron tonight that I let Ron discern what happened and how he could interpret this to me, but what I would like to share is this, that in the past number of weeks, I have been working on the light healing programs 24/7, and then just the past week, I had a tremendous breakthrough, and I was able to see something that awakened me and also my sister, too. And we just got this tremendous awakening, and it helped us to see something that was a burden on us in our lives for a long time. We couldn't get free of it, and we were living in the present moment, and this discrepancy was still there. But somehow, in the present moment, that discrepancy was released and healed, and it seems that maybe something was released from a past lifetime, or maybe we became more stable in the present moment because we got free from, it could have been a past life or a parallel planet, but something released from us, from the healings and me, and I just felt very joyful, very stable, and very good about my life and my existence. So maybe Ron can interpret that a little bit more for me, but it seems like I pretty kept and maintained my balance in the present moment through this whole thing of healing quite a bit, and I'll let Ron discern the matter for me then.
Okay. Were you using the clearing of the darkness to light then on you and your sister?
Yes,
or
I used that one too. I used that one. I was using a lot of them. Energy slime body, I just did that one recently too. I'm on that one. Darkness to light, yes, I did that one in within about this time. Yes, I did. And before that, the energy web coat removal. But at this particular time, yes, I did a lot of them, 24/7. But the darkness to light, that's the main one that I was doing at that time. That's exactly right.
Okay, so what probably happened was is that, remember, these aliens can body hop between us, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so it's very possible that I'll just use the word aggravation, between you and your sister or relatives there, may have been something body hopping back and forth, and it could even have been past life stuff lying in there. But I would assume that clearing took away the stuff to eliminate the pressure to bring forth the emotional problems. I can share something that happened, this is probably maybe 4 years ago. And I might kind of relate to you a little bit. There's a gentleman that called me up, and I think he lived in Idaho. And he said, Ron, can you help me? And I'll just say he's probably about 60, and his sister was about 70. So right away, if you kind of can relate to this here, the older sister raised him. And so naturally, kind of like the old program, Father Knows Best, so the sister always looked at him probably as being somebody who wasn't as smart as she was because she had to raise this person, not realizing that he grew up and had his own intelligence, And so somehow something happened to where maybe they're dealing with the estate of their parents, I'm guessing something like that, but it had to deal with the real estate and selling property. So he says, tell me that whenever he, and they had to deal with this here, so whenever he would bring his suggestions up to his sister would just fly off the handle and not listen to what he had to say. And he knew a lot more than she did, but she would not accept whatever happened. So they had this blockage in there, and he couldn't even approach it because she would fly off, okay? So he calls me up and goes, Ron, can you please do an emotional clearing for my sister? I said, sure. And I said, normally it takes about 3 days to take effect on an absentee healing. Now, he didn't tell her what was happening, which you don't have to do. So I did the healing for him. And he calls me up in 5 days. He goes, Ron, this did not work. I don't know what happened. I go, boy, that's really strange because I never had one that hasn't worked yet. And he said, yeah, she's not responding, the same thing. Well, for her, she must have had a lot of crap, okay? And it took about 7 days. Well, about the eighth day goes by, cousin goes, Ron, he goes, you won't believe it. I can now go to her house and talk about this, and she's now willing to at least listen to me, where before she'd almost slammed the door in my face, so to speak, okay? And she was now at least have some common ground where we can talk and communicate, and it's so much better now. And I can at least vet or tell my viewpoint, and she can tell hers, and we have a way that we can now approach a situation where before it was impossible. So something like that may have happened to you where these energies, these negative energies, it could be the things bouncing back and forth, It could just be stuff that was from the past. And remember, these energies, the aliens could have hung on to these, keeping them active and alive inside of both of you. So it could be many things, but boy, Larry, that's wonderful. The nice thing is that, I would imagine, I can't swear to this, but I imagine that, your sister probably doesn't know what you did, but if she didn't know what it is, she's so much better now. Because life will change, not just from what you did, with your relationship to her, but from her relationship to everybody around you is going to change just by having a healing done. Very nice, Larry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. And she said it was wonderful. She felt so good from our talks. And then I sent a few letters to some of the other relations and her, too. And she was so happy and joyful about her healing. And I was so happy and joyful. And I'm sure that they're going to be advanced because they're stuck on this thing, too. I'm sure they're going to advance because they've been in strict denial. And I'm sure they're going to be pulling out of it because it's going to open up for them, too. And I'm sure they're going to be brought back to the present moment a whole lot by this, in the present moment they have impediments, but that's going to start healing and be more aware and awakened, I feel, as a result. And it's a big thing for all of us. I just thank the light. I'm grateful for the light. The light has always been my best friend through the light beings, and I'm very grateful for my existence at this point.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah, that's great. What I will say, too, is that the absentee clearing, normally it always takes about 3 days. I would figure it takes 3 days, maybe up to five. So I just wanted to throw that out for people. And you don't have to tell them about the clearing, so the light shift will do it automatically, and it'll just start taking away their stuff. And, it's nice to do for a lot of people, at least who have had clearings with the light shift. As it gets close to maybe Thanksgiving or Christmas, you may want to do that because most people, when they talk about getting together at Christmas, maybe they have to go to a certain location, different state or something, to have their reunion or whatever it would be. And what do they talk about? The whole family talks about, when you were 12, this happened to you, remember that, and you hurt me. And that's where they hold you. You're at a holding pattern. And that's all they remember. And when you have these clearings done for your relatives or the family members, all of a sudden, they're a different person. At least you can, share something that's current rather than them looking at you like, man, you tripped me and I scun my elbow, and it's your fault and I hate you for the rest of my life, So it's always good to have these clearings if you do have, family get-togethers, we'll say. Normally, Thanksgiving and Christmas are the two main ones that people have, along with birthdays. Uh-huh. But the main things, if you do share that time with your relatives, have them cleaned out, man, so that you can watch them change. You can go there and say, wow, they don't bring up this issue any longer. Or if they do, they laugh and say, man, I'm really sorry for nagging on you for the last 25 years, about this stupid thing that I had, because it is stupid, and why should I hold a grudge against you? So, that's how these healings work.
Yeah, well, I guess that darkness to light would be the healing to work with them on that. Is that basically it, Ron?
Well, the main thing is emotional clearing. You want to get
emotional clearing.
If you have a, somebody that you're dealing with, the emotional clearing is a must to do, because if you've lived with them, then all of a sudden the emotional clearing, is your whole lifetime being involved with these people. Lot of times when I hear people talk, especially women, they'll call up their mother, and the mother has all this scenario stuff of what they did, and they can't get out of that loop of how they maybe didn't raise you right or how you hurt them or whatever happened, and it just goes on and on and on. And some women just don't even want to talk to their mother any longer because it's the same old stuff. They just bring up the past.
It doesn't matter with me because I understand the problem now, and I didn't for many years, but I do. I'm aware of that now, so it's all really good and well for me at this point. So I don't backtrack on that. I'm just delighted to be in the present moment and to hold my front lines, I think, with everybody is very good.
Yeah, that's great. Very
but
good, sir.
Would I have to do an emotional clearing then for a number of them, for one or two of them, then that'd be a little bit of work. I could basically do it that way. Is that basically the right thing to do?
Yeah. If you have family members that see you in a negative way or something like that, where you have issues, yeah, then do that emotional clearing for them.
See, there's 10 of them out there. Now, how could I handle 10 of them there? I could do it for a few of them, right? I don't know how to handle 10 of them, brothers and sisters.
Yeah, just to the one that has the most problems with you.
Oh, okay, the one. Okay, I see.
I'll try that one. I'd even work and discharge the other people, because remember, those entities can body hop too. So you get one of them cleared out, then maybe it won't reinforce the other people, so they won't bring up situations.
Oh, okay. That would help with the others too, you're saying. The one basic one would help with the others.
Yeah.
Filter through. I see. Okay. Well, I could try that then.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
Okay. I'll put myself on your schedule to do that.
Okay.
That clearing we can schedule to get done.
Okay. That's wonderful,
okay,
Larry.
Well, okay, thank you very much, Ron.
Hey, you're welcome. So, hope that helped everybody out there, kind of wondering what happens, and you probably all have that situation. I may have heard a beep. Someone else come online?
Yes, Ron, Victoria Ann's here.
Hi, how are you today?
Much better. Thank you so much for that light ship healing for the past few days after the conference call. I didn't have to go have surgery or have a pin put in my arm. It's been healed by the light shift, and it's just amazing. I mean, I really was kind of scared, and I just kept doing, going to the pain relief, you know, the pain release part of the website. And so thank you so much for that wonderful healing. And the question I have actually relates to that, because I was at work, and there's lots of families and their children and all kinds of things where I'm working at the swimming pool. And so I took a break, and I did the conference call sometimes while I was doing my breaks. And the energy there changed tremendously, the environment there, and also things came up. And my question basically is based on family. By a family upsets with each other, kids arguing and fighting with their moms and dads, and this was going on. And I got into my heart center, and of course I don't want to go over their heads on anything that wouldn't be real to them right now, but the energy after the conference call was such that they asked me for help. The kids were fighting with their parents and all kinds of things. And I see that rampant today with family. It seems like the dark alien energies attack our family units and our children and cause a conflict between parents and children. And there is no answer, but what I found at your website. So could you give us, for any other parents out there or teachers that are encountering this family kind of domestic problems that are going on?
Boy, yeah. Most of it would probably be entities bouncing back and forth between the different people. Remember, the entities need to get energy so that they can body hop. And that's probably the worst thing that we have out here. Is these entities that are probably earth-based. You know, the other ones we can talk about too, but the main one is that, like I say, entities will body hop. They'll get somebody's buttons pushed. Remember, they read your psychic billboard, and they know how to do that. And and then from there, they body hop into one to the other person. And it goes on and on and on until both people are exhausted. And it's interesting to watch children, because sometimes you can see, you know, a really, say, loving child doing nothing, minding their own business, you know, having a great time, whatever they're doing. And all of a sudden, this other child comes up and hits them. And you go, why would that child hit this person that's pure, you know, in love energy, you know, not, you know, minding their own business, having a great time being in the moment, you see, because they're in the moment when they're having,
right.
probably smiling. Well, that's the entity's coming in trying to rile the thing up because they don't want you to be in the moment. And so that's what I find happening quite a bit, you know, is these entities hopping around. And that's the whole problem here, is those earth-based emotional bodies that people have. Eventually, I like to see them all out of here, but the dark side keeps them running around. And this is why I say, you know, if you can do an entity clearing all the time, you know, on yourself and on other people, it would be, it'll change your life. You know, because that's the main thing, is get rid of the entities. And that's the problem that we have here, is that people are not responsible. Then if you get tied into entities that are body hop from parallel lifetimes and stuff, the whole thing gets really negative quickly. But the main bottom line is how do you hold your center? And you have to be in the moment. You got to get rid of the mind energy. And, it's hard to tell a young child who hits somebody else, now the other child is fighting with them, what to do, you know. Because now this vicious circle started, and the entity is body hopping, and that's kind of what happens. We had a comment here from Maria R. about can you do an emotional healing on a 6-year-old child? Of course, yeah, do it. It'll change their life. Even if you have a dog or cat, you can do a clearing on, and the dog or cat will feel better. So that's they take healings very, very easily. But the whole thing here, I think, is entities. And so what happened was you probably were in such peace, and the energy from the light shift came in from that call, that everything around you radiated that love energy, which sort of everybody knows what it is. So once they kind of sensed it around you, they probably wanted to hold that peace. And maybe the entities kind of backed off a little bit, and they wanted you to help them out because they wanted to know what you had, what they could not achieve. And that's probably what it was.
You know what I did, Ron?
What did you do?
Well, it was towards the end of the evening, a little bit, the afternoon, and the lady came to me. She says, you know, we're supposed to be watching the children, plus you back us up. And she says, I need your help. He's just not listening to me. But she was really whacking on him a lot anyway, and I really like this fella. And I think he's the oldest one of her 5 kids or 4 kids. And to make a long story short, I think she was a little harder on him. But that's okay. That's just an observation from my heart watching this. But I gathered them all together away from the other people, and I had another pool attendant watch everything while I was talking to them. And I made them all apologize to each other. I said, listen, we've got to get more into our hearts and be forgiving and have a good day. It's a beautiful day. And I made the fella, I won't say any names, apologize to his mom. And I also told her she needed to take a time out. We adults, you know, the child in us, we need that time out. So I was using terminology that was what they could understand. But I did say we need to get into our hearts and be forgiving and start a new start right now. And I have been working on them, too. I work on any problems that occur at work. You know, I work on either be here now or the, you know, darkness to light clearing and things like that. But I've been working on these people for 2 months or so. So now it's like it was great when they came to me, and that's how I handled it. And he did apologize, and the energy changed. This little guy is so powerful.
Oh, that's great. I'll tell you a story that happened.
It was a real miracle.
That's wonderful. I dealt with a person a long time ago, and here was their situation. And this person was married, and what happened was the lady got into an argument with her husband before he went to work. And naturally, this is probably a common occurrence for everybody. And so she said a bunch of bad words. And on the way to work, he got into a car wreck and got killed. Now she has all this guilt. I'm kind of switching it over a little bit here, but it's the same similar thing. So she now has all this guilt because she really loved the person, but the last words was very negative, and so she didn't know what to do. So I did a healing on her, you know, to help that out. But remember, that's she thought maybe she caused the accident. You know, her mind went every which way with it. But, you know, that's another way of looking at these situations, because we think that everybody is going to be with us for a long, long time, okay? And that may not be so. And so why not just try to be in your heart to be more loving, more caring for people? And, you know, you can have a bad day. That everybody has that, you know. But, you know, the main thing is to do, you know, what I kind of see and try to do myself anyway, is to always do the best that you can do at any time, okay? Because you have times that you're not being your best. And we all have that, but always be the best that you can be and do. So if you're doing something physical, maybe you're doing something for somebody as a service, okay, do the best. That way when you wake up the next day, you can say, yeah, I did the best. Remember, whatever you do, that's your signature, okay? So whatever you do, if you do typing or whatever, there's some people who like to get out there and not do a really good job because they're trained that way and they think they can slough off, you know, which is probably okay. That's the way they think life is. But you have to look at it as, you know, when you do something, that's your signature. That is who you are. And if you don't do the best, then you always have the regret and the guilt on yourself of not doing the best. So if you do the best, even if you have a bad day, you can say, yeah, I did the best that I could, and I had a bad day, and I'm sorry, you know, maybe to yourself or to somebody else. And that way you always feel good about yourself because you know that you're doing the best that you can do at the time, and that's all you can expect out of yourself. So I just thought I'd throw that out to everybody. So once you understand
that
make sense to you?
That's great, Ron.
Yeah.
That's great because, you know, I do see a lot of that, and sometimes I could easily get judgmental, but I did come to grips with myself and just handle my job, do my thing right, and hopefully I'll be an example if it's important. And then but it was such a wonderful miracle for these people to ask, because there were like 10 of them, and I was able to influence them, and the Crystal Light Ship had been there working with me. I believe the water was activated, too.
yeah, more than likely it was, yeah. Yep, I would say it probably
yeah,
was.
Yeah, so it was great. Thank you so very much, and thanks for answering my question about the family thing, because it's kind of out, it's rampant out there.
Yeah, I know you wanted to come on as a sponsor. Do you want to come on this coming Friday? Is that time available?
Sure.
Okay, so we'll have you on.
I would love to sponsor. Thank you so much. Boy, this is just a win week for me.
Yeah, okay, so we'll see you Friday as a sponsor. So we'll mark that down.
All right,
down.
Sir, thank you so much.
Welcome.
Blessings.
Okay, so Sylvia, you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here. And, boy, our time has just gone by so fast. I can hardly believe we're almost at the end of the hour. So let's see. Let's try to fit in a few questions for people if we can.
Sure. I'm ready.
Okay. So I'm just going to grab some, and let's see. We have Pete asking, or someone asking, if sleep problems could be related to the parallel lives.
Yes, it definitely could, and also alien attack. So not to be too negative, so if you're jumping around on your bed, jerking, maybe feeling pinpricks, then you want to get on the alien attack removal, okay? Because they have you pinpointed, and that's why you're jumping around. So that's what I would probably say there, yeah.
Okay, and then there was a question about pets, like can you actually change through the lightship healings? Can you change a bad temperament for a pet that maybe their breed is, you know, like predisposes
yeah,
them to bad behavior?
It's hard to say
behavior.
How much you can do. If they've had any traumas or stuff in this lifetime, yeah, definitely you can change that. I've seen that happen so often. If an animal or pet has, you know, just like you, a disposition in the genetics for a certain way of being, it might be harder to change, but you can change what it's experienced in this lifetime, which could bring forth and enhance that negative attribute. So I think, you know, I do the emotional clearing. You know, most pets, unfortunately, don't live, you know, probably past 15 years. And so, you know, and it's sometimes they have just traumas. Maybe a little puppy got shunned or something, so they're going to come out and be a very shy dog or something, or maybe they're very aggressive because they've been beat, you know. So, yes, doing emotional clearing, that helps out a lot.
I think there was a question on the fast chat about if a six-year-old could have an emotional clearing.
Yes, yeah, definitely, yeah. No problem at all. Any age can be done. Remember, they may have birth traumas, too. So you want to do that clearing, you see.
Yeah, and it's just fantastic having, I mean, kids, it's so easy and so inexpensive. You know, you take a six-year-old, a whole lifetime clearing is what, like $30? And,
yeah.
You know, you're, think of all the suffering that they're not going to have to go through as they go through life because of things that were there, that were sitting there like time bombs waiting to go off, get cleared before they have a chance to really get activated. So it's incredible.
And then the other way is if you have that child yourself, just think of all the stuff they're going to be giving you now, you know, reinforcing that issue and becoming a problem child for you. So do that emotional clearing, you know, because it's going to be recycled into you because you gave it to them. So if they didn't, remember, it's still in the genetics. So when you clear it out, it clears the genetics too. And so I don't know how far it'll go back, but it'll take away the issue that you may have also. And, you know, it works both ways. It works for them and also for you a little bit. So you do want to get them cleared. Otherwise, you're going to be living that trauma that either you imposed on them or something else got imposed on them at that young age, and it's going to be recycled. And you know, if you look at problem children, like the bully type, they need that clearing so bad so that they could be loving again. Otherwise, they're going to be, you know, maybe gangsters when they grow up or something, you know. So you need to get that emotional clearing done.
And we had a question, I think it was Brett, asking about the what the crown chakra disconnects us from, the crown chakra clearing.
Oh, okay, what that one does is take away the alien energies. It closes your crown chakra and all the other chakras down, up, so that you're not radiating energy like a sprinkler system, we'll say, out to the universe. And the crown chakra is where the aliens connect to you. So they come right in there. That's why they want it to be open. That's their gateway. That's their portal. That's their entry point. So you want to have that clearing to clear yourself off so they can't come into your body. And Mike.
Okay. I think we have, there was more, but we're actually out of time. So sorry, everyone that didn't get a question answered, just please come back on Friday night. We're on station 2.
We have our
same
Q&A
time,
Friday night
7
too.
O'clock Pacific.
If we have our Q&A Friday night. After the Station 2 program at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, Ron, just real quickly, Pete from Australia, I know this is the second time he's asked this about having a sea wasp clearing, which I guess in Australia is some kind of really bad jellyfish. Have you ever heard of that kind of thing?
No, but that clearing I will do. Bring it up again, Peter. You'll be first on the list. We'll do that on Friday.
Friday night. Okay.
You're on.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for being with us tonight, and many blessings. I'll just sign off and over to you, Ron.
Okay, so thank you, everybody. We got our Saturday Ascension call, 1 o'clock, Sunday, 10 o'clock, both Pacific times for 8 hours on Sunday. Go to the website and sign up, and I'll energize the light being here. Be energized for the next hour. So blessings to everybody, and see you next Friday, this coming Friday, I should say. Bye, everybody.